We're back to the Neil Haley Show here on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity Segment. I'm excited to welcome program Caregiver Dave Nassani. Dave, how are you? What's going on?
How are you doing? In the middle of a book tour. That's exciting always.
Oh, yeah. So how's the book tour going?
It's going great. Pitching TV programs to get on there. I've been all Washington, D.C. already pitching my book. It's going great.
All right. And I'm excited about our guest today. And really, really excited about our guest. And, you know, when you talk about photographers and their life and different things, so I'm excited to welcome our renowned photographer, Elliot Landy. And he is releasing photographs of Janis Joplin on the road and on stage. Elliot, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm actually really well. Just have so much to do. And I'm safe and I have a nice home and a nice family. And so no complaints here.
All right. So Dave, now I'm going to ask a question to Dave first about, you know, Janis Joplin. You're a musician. You're into all that stuff, Dave.
I am a huge, huge, huge fan of Janis Joplin. I sing her songs. I just love her. Oh. And it's so sad that we only have one great album from her that people listen to, you know.
Which one do you mean?
Pearl.
Oh, Pearl, you think. Okay.
Yeah. The one with all the hits on it.
Yeah. No, actually, my favorite is Cheap Thrills.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So, Elliot, what made you decide to write the book?
It's got Summertime. It's got Peace of My Heart. You know, these are the songs that made her and that she's known by. The newer ones, I'm not putting the new one down at all. But if you want to compare, it's just, I mean, I can listen to Summertime forever. Just
again, I never got into the new ones. Maybe I should check them out.
I'm Chief Thills is the first one on CBS that they did, and then Columbia Records. Yeah, it's, if you haven't listened to it carefully, and I saw a number of concerts that Janis did from the first ones in New York City to the Woodstock concert and so on. And the band Big Brother and the Holding Company, to me, even though they may be technically flawed, I don't know about that stuff. So I'm not a trained musician, but I know there was some complaints about that. But they had the most energy that I experienced of her playing and so on. So, but the recording Cheap Thrills, the album was I think terribly done. I think so technologically it does not capture what Janis was about during that period at all.
So how does it work? Now you've got all these pictures of Janis. Who owns the rights to them? Did you have her sign something before you took all the pictures? How does that work?
The 60s were before signatures existed. and there was no awareness of what a big business all this was going to be. And even the record labels didn't do it right. I don't have the specific details on that, but there was the contracts with musicians and ownership. I know just from being told they used to steal the music rights. That's goes way down back many years. If an artist were to write a song, the record label would want to keep it or someone involved with the publishing and they got cheated like that. But nobody thought that but there were a lot of other rights that they just didn't get at those years. And photography was unless the law is that unless I signed a paper, that I was doing it, you know, for someone, I owned it. It was a natural thing. You took the picture, you owned it. Yeah. So I have all my rights. Very fortunately, in later years, I stopped doing assignments. I don't remember, I guess basically in 1970, 71, when I went to Europe. And then a few times when I got back from Europe in 78 and 80 and the early 80s, I think I got some jobs, some work to do. Right. And they would say that they wanted to own the photographs, the record company and so on. And I said to them, look, all you need is the use of the photographs. You don't need to own the pictures because they just sit. I had seen pictures sit in their file cabinets. They don't look at it. They don't want to know from it at all.
Sure.
I said, so the thing I worked out with a couple of times I did some photographs after that were that I can use them and they could use them, basically. But that was rare. I just stopped working with, I didn't really want to work for people. I really wanted to follow my own spirit, my own love. I started photography because I wanted to show someone something beautiful that I had seen. It was as pure as that. And whenever I got away from that in my life, now I'm 78, 79 years old, I don't feel so good.
How many pictures are we talking about of Janis?
How many? I don't really know the number. My assistant would probably know that. But they were like 40 rolls of black and white film, I think.
Wow.
I'm not even sure exactly. 36 pictures on a roll, and then there's color also. You know, I don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Elliot, why what release I said, it now? What made you want to release this book now?
Because they're gorgeous photographs. And I've been looking at my pictures of Janis for so long. Right. Oh, and they're just, I mean, I've been wanting to do books of my work for a long time. And it's only now when self-publishing is here and I learned how to do stuff with regular publishers and so on. But I couldn't find a publisher to do this. Right. And then when I did, I did a book on my band for my photographs of the band, maybe in, when was it? 2004, 2005, something like that. And I had two publishers who wanted to publish it. Okay. You know, I had an agent for that, and she got two publishers, both big mainstream publishers. Right. And one of them, I go in there and I meet the editorial chief of the whole department and of the whole company. And then I met the editor they had signed to me. Right. And they just were very effusive about loving my work and all that stuff. And then we started talking about the book. And the moment I started saying my ideas for it, you know, like I want a picture on a page and this and that, it was like I was cursing them, right? And that deal got dropped very quickly. They didn't want interference. So even though people appreciate my skills as an imaging person, right, and not people, I mean this particular group, but most publishers like that. They just want to do it because basically they have a job and they got to turn things out. And it's easier if there's a third party who's very critical and particular, doesn't get involved. So, and the second publisher I had for that same book gave me a mock-up of a 7-inch by 8-inch book, something like that. And they had put the pictures bleeding on the pages. Not attractive at all. And well, you know, I would have put up with it because it's a good amount of money. Well, no, I didn't. It was a good amount of money and it didn't look terrible or anything. It just wasn't what I think the photograph should have. So, but the contracts would have given them the rights to the pictures forever. And I could never do another book. I couldn't denegotiate that. I just took it all back and I walked away and I did a Kickstarter. At the time, that was the most funded photographic book in their history. I got actually over $200,000. And that let me get my own Chinese printer and with the high quality work. And I laid everything out. I had an assistant who's now a musician herself, Rachel Dobkin. She went through every band photograph I had and every Janis and every contact sheet. And she gave me choices. I won't go through the whole process, but I did it my way completely, 100%. And I love it every time I look at it.
What year was it when they turned you down?
When
you turned them down, I should say.
It must have been 2014 or something, 2015. I'm not really sure. I could go look it up.
You made the right choice.
You did. You definitely.
Well, the band book is beautiful. So then you asked me what did it. So I knew how to do it. I knew the printer I could do it with. And I had the skills now. And I found a woman named Caitlin Allison, who was my assistant on this. And she designed it and went through every picture also. And we worked well together. So that made me do it, that I have all the pieces for it.
And they were pretty high resolution even back in the 70s, huh?
Well, film has a very film. Most film is, well, I don't know. I can't generalize about digital. But film had a really high resolution, because it was all film work.
Yeah.
So there's enough to make, I mean, I blow my pictures up to 8 feet wide sometimes, if necessary, But you can get a really good, sharp image at 3 feet wide without any, I mean, you can't go 2 inches from it. You got to stand back. So anyway, I had all these beautiful photographs. And I loved her music. I loved who she was as a person. And I had done some work with David Dalton, who actually passed away a few weeks ago. In fact, he was a writer. He's written many books about music and celebrity. And he had interviewed Janis a year, 6 months before she passed away on cassette. tapes and so on. So I had made a deal, and I had once financed him writing a script to do a film about her life, but that never happened. We never got the film made. That's a long story.
It's not too late, you know.
But, oh, I don't. Well, you know, if you want to come in as a producer, I've got the I've got the idea on how to do it for sure.
So, Elliot,
I can't believe that you'd have trouble selling that.
No.
Well, are you a film producer? Have you ever tried to produce a film?
Not a film producer, no.
There you go.
But Dave's learning. Dave's learning this process. Yeah,
they're making a film about my life, so I am learning.
Yeah, so Dave's, Dave's learning the industry, and it's all about just learning. See, Elliot, look at you. You said, you know what? I am not going to put up with this. I am going to do this myself.
Oh, yeah.
You proved it. First with the $200,000.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. Yeah. Kickstarter raising that money. Were most of those people Janis Joplin fans that helped you raise money?
No, 200,000 was for the band book. And then that was in 2014, 2015. I could search it, but I don't know how much time we have. But that was the highest amount they'd ever raised for a photographic book in their history at that time. And that that was good and bad because I had so much money, I took my time, and it took me a year and a half. Actually, the book would have been out in about a year and a quarter. And then I got a distributor that wanted to distribute it. And because of their schedule, they pushed it back another 6 months or so on like that, which is too bad.
Are they distributing it?
Well, it's sold out now. It's complete. I don't have any more copies. I'm hoping to find another.
And how many was that?
About 8,000, including there were the, I don't know, 300 deluxe copies in a slipcase with a print.
You turning the printing press on again, right?
Well, I would like to do that. I need a distributor for that, and also I'm a bit older now, and I've got so many more things to do.
Tell me specifically enough what other photos you follow Janis Joplin, but are you looking to do more books than just
I want to do a band book too, because I have
band book. I'm interested in knowing what you mean by
band book, B-A-N-D, a photograph of the band.
Oh, the band.
Photographs of the band. Yeah. That's what I mean by sorry, I should have been more specific. The band.
Band. So who's the band? Explain that.
Oh, music. They did music from Big Paint, and the band album. They did their most famous song is the night that, what is it? I don't know what the famous one, but the night they drove old Dixie down and what was their famous one? In 69, when they, in 68, 69, when they first came out, they were famous because they were Bob Dylan's band. And they toured in England with him, and they toured all over, and they were very well expected. So you two don't even know who the band is. Is that right?
I know the song you spoke about.
Oh, I don't mind that you don't know. It gives me information, right? So I shouldn't expect to make.
No, I never heard of the band.
Really? Their first album was Music from Big Paint, and the second album was called The Band, and then they did like, I think four more albums. And they were at the time known as the best band, best players in music. Yeah. Like Eric Clapton wanted to quit the Cream and play with the band. He wanted to be part of the band.
So I don't know any of those.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe we were doing drugs, Neil. I don't know.
I don't think I was alive. Maybe back. So I'm going to go back to, so basically the book is gorgeous. You said sold out. Congratulations on it. Now.
The band book is sold out.
Not this one yet. Okay. No,
not this one yet. This came out, I think 6 months ago, 4 months ago. I'm not even sure when it came out because I was too busy to pay attention to it actually. And we had a publicist with the distributor. And I paid some independent people to do stuff, and I had people working for me doing social media, and it didn't get. I don't even think I got one major review in one magazine. I don't know. You know what that was, but so I've started to pick up again and say this book. I picked it up and I looked at it. Like here, I'll show you the first page.
Have you got pictures of the album covers in there too, like Pearl, for example?
I don't know. It's only my photographs. And it's not really about
Janis. So these are photographs no one's really ever seen.
That's right. There's almost 100 pictures that were never published before. The reason being
priceless
that in those years when I took the pictures, 68, 69, 70, there were no place to publish pictures. If you sold a story to a magazine, they put 8 pictures, let's say. That was a lot. And so you got 3 magazines, 24 pictures, and there were no venues for it. It wasn't like we have now. So I picked out my best 25 pictures, let's say, and just put the negatives away because I had no need for them, nor were anybody collecting prints then. Now people collect prints and photographs. So
they weren't burned in a fire somewhere. Took good care of them.
I did actually. I actually left them for 7 years when I went to Europe, and they really could have disappeared, but they were meant not to, obviously. And they're still in really good shape also. And they're really beautiful. When I, you know, a lot of times in music, you have outtake albums, right? And to me, I don't really listen that much, but whenever I've heard an outtake of something rather than the master take, I always like the master take better. I think the musicians knew what they were doing when they released it. These are not outtakes. They're just space takes. There's no space for them. It's not that they were not as good as the original ones. So it's a real treat. So what I want
to share with you, that's your
retirement. I wish it were. You know what? If you get this podcast around enough, maybe it will be.
So Elliot, here's a question for you.
Yeah, sure.
So you're still doing photography?
Yes, yeah, I am.
What types of photography are you doing?
For myself, actually. I just do my own work. And now, which is, I think, gorgeous. I can show you a little bit. What happened? I stopped doing commercial work because, as I say, it disconnected what I was doing from the essential reason why I started, which was just seeing something gorgeous and loving it. So if you want to see, I could maybe show you some of my flower work. The newer stuff, let me see.
So this is commercial work that you use to
Not commercial work, it's just my own work, and then I got to try and make money from it afterwards. So it's totally self-financed and without any thought of being commercial.
You sell the photographs then.
The new ones, not so much actually. Some people find out about my flower photographs and I sell some prints like that. We have a book that I put together. I photographed my wife for many years. I have a book together we put together called Love at 60, which has, let's see, what can I show you here? Which has
pictures and text. So these are published books. Did they sell?
No. This is a print on demand book.
Oh, I see.
That I put together.
Beautiful.
It's actually ready to be published. Yeah, and it's really a book for women of a certain age. They say to tell them not to be afraid to change their lives just because they're 60 years old. Because when my wife and I knew each other when we were in college, and we first met in 1962, and we hadn't seen each other for 37 years. And then she called up one day out of the blue because my name was in an alumni list or something like that. You know, and the moment she called, I had this cosmic experience. I didn't remember who she was at first. She said, "I don't know if you remember me. My name is Linda," and I thought for a minute. And as I was trying to remember, I got an image of myself standing next to a memory, rather, standing next to her in her bedroom in her parents' apartment when we were in college, right? And the moment I remembered that moment, I got this incredible cosmic opening. It was like, wow. It was just, and I knew we were going to be together the rest of our lives.
Wow.
Just like that.
How long have you been married?
22 years now.
You got any pictures of when you were first meeting with her?
You mean in college or
college?
Or this time? Actually, there's just one of her. No, we don't. There's a picture of her in college and me in college. But we weren't boyfriend, girlfriend in college. We had never, we were just friends. And I had never, and she wasn't in my mind the girl that I always wanted and never had. And I had totally forgotten about her completely. There was memory of my life.
What a heartwarming story.
Yeah.
Sure.
And she knew it also at the same time. So that happened. But I didn't say that to her. I said, I didn't say anything. because you can't say that to someone. We're going to be sure, together when
she
just called you for the first, you know, 37 years, right?
So I just think this Janis Joplin, how many fans are out there of Janis Joplin? This should sell so well.
They have to know about it. And we've had no publicity on this at all. Really, really none.
Oh, yeah. Publicist contacted me.
So the best kept secret in town.
Yeah, it's so that's why I kind of looked at it a few weeks ago, maybe, or 3 weeks. And I said, boy, I really didn't pay attention to this when it was out. I figured other people would take care of it.
You need to get on local TV, Elliot.
Oh, thank you. I would love to.
Hook you up with a guy who can you on as many TV programs as you're willing to go on.
I'm willing because I love this work. People should see it. Also, it's a real woman's book. It's about feminine energy. And Janis, you see, the texts that we use are Janis's words. Okay, so here's one. I just picked it by, this is, I don't know if this picture reads so well over the, it's a kind of a low-light photograph. But so she said, and any musician that I see that's working, especially those 6 days a week cats, they're only doing it because they love music. There's no other reason. No money is worth that.
Okay. So, Elliot, Dave has a final question for you. And then and then we're going to find out where we can pick up the book. But go ahead, Dave, with your question.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, Elliot, I'm just a normal guy. And then 25 years ago, I've been married 47 years, 48 if you count the year that we weren't married. Oh. And
you count that.
25 years ago, she had this headache that wouldn't go away. It was turned into a stroke. She lost her speech, became paralyzed on one side. You know, my beautiful wife became a different person. But yet we worked through it, you know. We reinvented ourselves and we're still married. Oh, she beautiful. Still can't talk. She still can't walk.
Really?
But she's become an amazing person, like a Martha Stewart Wonder Woman rolled into one. She does everything she did before with one arm and one leg tied behind her back and basically duct tape over her mouth. I started a website, caregiverdave.com, to help other caregivers, you know, not make the same mistakes I did. You're up there in age like I am. Has caregiving touched your life?
Well, the woman I was with before Linda passed away from melanoma. And she went through, it was about actually a, so I had, but we had people, you know, helping. Sure. So it wasn't,
but you were involved too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we were married, except we weren't legally married.
How long did that take, that caregiving period for you?
Well, she had it for about 8 years, I think.
Wow.
About 7 or 8 years. And she never told anyone else about it. She said, no, because if you tell someone, that's all they're going to think about when they see you is your cancer. Like that. And we did all kinds of alternative medicine. We went to, there are cancer clinics in Mexico and Tijuana that are really effective and really good things. If that happens to me, I would find the right one. Of course, they specialize in different kinds.
So that helped, huh?
She was very healthy for seven. She had a really good 7 years. And then at some point, the
good quality of life.
Yeah. At some point, the growth came back. And you know.
Did she ever have surgery or no?
Oh. Well, the first time she found it, she had surgery, right? But then it came back 2 years later. I'll share something with you. I'm very much into metaphysical things. I actually do energy work and healing myself. And I went to see, I was talking with a psychic woman, a clairvoyant, and she was channeling Diana to me. And I believe this stuff, but I'm skeptical about it. So if I'm talking to somebody, I'm not just going to believe what they're saying because they're saying it's real. In other words, she got to tell me something that the reader can't possibly know. So I didn't. So she did that. She said some things that only Diana and me knew about. For example, this lady would never know. So I believe it. And I could go into what it was, but we don't have time for that. So anyway, I said to Diana, I said, because the doctor wanted to operate on the cancer when she was, you know, at the second stage of it, and she didn't want to. And I said, should we have done Western medicine? They wanted to give her all the cancer drugs and everything like that. And she tried it at first, and then she saw it wasn't working, and we went all to this alternative stuff. We went to see a doctor that treated the Dalai Lama, and we went to see Oriental Chinese medicine, and we went to all modicums of alternative. And in Mexico, these alternative clinics that are not allowed here. Okay. And I said to her in spirit, should we have done Western medicine? Would you have lived if we had gone along with the doctors? And she said, if you're supposed to live, oh no, I said, sorry. She said, I said, so which is better, Western medicine or alternative medicine? You know, which or natural medicine? And she said, they're both good. She said, if you're supposed to, it depends which one you need, you as a person sick needs.
Yeah.
If you're supposed to live, you find the right way of treating it. And if you're not supposed to live, you don't. And she's well,
that's
saying
a long time, 7 years to, yeah.
Wow.
But
all right.
He's saying this from the other side, from the spirit world.
Oh my God.
That. Because I was concerned, because I went along. Whatever she wanted to do, I went along with her. I didn't say you should do this or this or this.
Yeah.
But she was intuitive enough to know what she needed best for her life.
All right. So, well, that's a heartwarming story for sure, Elliot. Yeah. Where can we purchase your book and learn more about you?
Thank you. Oh, that's so nice. More about me. My website is elliotlandy.com. Two L's and two T's. And there's all my different, I have impressions, flower work. I do this new pop color work. I'll probably show you a little bit, but I don't think we have time, right?
No, we don't. We have to go to something. I got another segment for another. Okay. But I appreciate it. I'm going to reach out to you, Elliot, and I'll definitely connect Dave as well. You're on the right track of what you're doing.
Oh, thanks.
And it's such an important book to honor Janis Joplin's life. And any fan of Janis Joplin needs this, or of music in that time, or into music. Definitely check out Elliot Landy's book.
Into photography. I mean, I pick pictures only because they're good photographs,
They're
not
gorgeous.
Because it's Janis Joplin.
You're a great artist and a great photographer. Appreciate it, Elliot.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that was the Neil Haley Show on the Caregiver Dave Celebrity 7. Take care.